Commentator Marion Winnick recently discovered that the rural Pennsylvania community where she lives isn't quite as conservative as she once thought. She sent us this audio postcard of her moment of epiphany.
Glen Rock, Pennsylvania is a stolid sort of place, a place of cows and church suppers and Susquehannock warrior football, a place where Mardi Gras is celebrated German style by eating potato donuts, a place you might not think of as home to a fairy festival of 11 years standing.
Bedazzled! Celtic Dance Stage 1! Fairy Elaine will have her fairy circles!
The fairies come from nearby Baltimore, Lancaster, and York. They come from Brooklyn and Vermont and Texas. They come, 7,000 of them come, to Stoutwood Farm in tulle and gauze, in army boots and horns, in emerald face paint and transparent camouflage wings. Apparently there is no age or size of woman who cannot be tempted to dress up as a fairy, and Pomeranians and dachshunds look cute in wings, too. Among the menfolk, we spot a troll, a moss man, and a group of Scottish drummers enchantingly garbed as what seems to be early Anglo-Saxon Chippendale dancers. At the opening ceremony, a leafy gent known as the Green Man welcomes us and teaches us the traditional fairy greeting, traditional here at the festival, anyway.
Are you ready?
I'm ready!
Yeah. Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. And by the end of the day, you should have lost your voice, all right?
Some talk of nature spirits and healing the earth floats by with the soap bubbles, drifting over those lined up at the fairy closet to get their wings. Our two-year-olds drink tea from tiny cups and eat miniature green cakes served by a fairy who looks like Vivian Leigh.
White coral bells upon a slender stalk. Lilies of the valley deck my garden walk. Oh, how I wish that you could hear them ring. That will happen only when the fairies sing.
Come on, girls.
We dance around the maypole with pastel ribbons as a rotund bagpiper pipes a springy tune. We are trailing along behind a plump, middle-aged sprite in purple on the way to the woodland fairy habitats when we spot my 11-year-old son, Vince, now sporting chartreuse wings and a tiara. I'm the skateboard fairy, he tells me as he falls into line. We follow our tour guide to a tiny deserted village among the rocks and stumps, iridescent paving stones and angel hair hammocks, fairy hearths, fairy dining rooms, fairy schools.
I'm going to tell you one more poem because someone was asking me a little bit about fairies, and this is what I had learned about fairies when I was little. Fairies are cute as cute can be. They live in the woods where no one can see. They ride on rabbits and on mice. In winter, they skate on a puddle of ice. Some wear flower petals for clothes. Some make a home inside a rose. In summer, they ride in a buttercup boat. In winter, they wear a pussy willow coat.
Aww.
Did anybody see any fairy houses today?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad. Did you have a good time?
Yes.
Good. We can take this path here.
I have a confession to make. Lately, I've just been hating the whole human race. On any typical afternoon, it seems 12 children die at a parade in Russia or a mall in Israel, while here in the U.S., people entertain themselves by blowing up mailmen and destroying my husband's hard drive. But then there's this fairy festival. So silly, so lovely, so harmless and sweet. Perhaps we all need to emulate the Spoutwood fairies and devote a great deal more time and energy to the pursuit of whimsy.
Commentator Marion Winnick lives and writes in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.